The problem was, I, like everyone, knew that 10 years ago, children were being invited to sleep over at Neverland. One of them, a 13-year-old boy, accused Jackson of sexual abuse, a claim that cost him millions of dollars. I'd assumed that now he'd be more cautious. But to my utter astonishment, I discovered that children were still sleeping over, sometimes in his house, sometimes in his bedroom. And then I met 12-year-old Gavin and his brother and sister. Gavin met Jackson 2 years ago after he'd been told he was dying of cancer.
What is it, Gavin, about Michael that makes him connect so well with children? What is it?
Because he's really a child at heart. He acts just like a child. He knows how a child is. He knows what a child thinks. See, because I think that you don't necessarily have to be a child just because society says 18 and up, you're adult. It doesn't really matter. You're an adult when you want to be one.
Isn't that great?
Uh-huh.
Not sick at all. No more cancer. All gone. All gone.
He's taller than me now.
When they told him he was going to die. Isn't that great?
They told my parents to plan for his funeral because there was no chance.
They told your parents to plan for his funeral.
He wasn't going to grow. He wasn't going to be able to have kids.
He had
growth spurts during chemotherapy.
I went from 4'10" to 5'4". See? Medicine don't know it all, do they?
According to Gavin, it was Michael's friendship and support that helped him beat the cancer. They've remained close friends ever since.
When you stay here, do you stay in the house? Does Michael let you enjoy the whole premises?
There was one night I stood in and I asked him if I could stay in the bedroom. And he let me stay in the bedroom. And I was like, Michael, you can sleep on the bed. And he was like, no, you sleep on the bed, sleep on the bed. We're like, no, you sleep on the bed. And then he finally said, okay, if you love me, you sleep on the bed. I was like, oh, man. And so I finally slept on the bed. But it was fun that night.
I slept on the floor. I wasn't sleeping bad.
No, you packed the whole vest of blankets on the floor.
What? But Michael, you know, you're a 44-year-old man now. What do you get out of this? What do you get out of this?
He's four.
Yeah, I'm four. I love... I think what they get from me, I get from them. I've said it many times, my greatest inspiration comes from kids. Every song I write, every dance I do, all the poetry I write, is all inspired from that level of innocence, that consciousness of purity. And children have that. I see God in the face of children. And, I just love being around that all the time.